there's a thunderstorm going on outside, and this torrential rain and lightning is coming down, and I'm standing in the doorway in I can smell the bakery, Hambleton Bakery in Oundle. Can you hear that thunder? Well, this is a dramatic setting, Liam.
Yeah, it certainly is. It's pouring down in Oundle today. Only an hour ago it wasn't, so that's the English weather for you.
We did say it was a little bit like being on the summer holidays.
Yeah, except not the kind of summer holidays that we all look forward to.
Liam, you've had a franchise of Hambleton Bakery here open since April.
Yeah, since the 20th of April we opened it. And since it's opened, it seems to have been met with a lot of support locally and continues to grow and be popular with the local people that are living in Oundle.
It's an old-fashioned bread, isn't it? I mean, the bread itself, the sourdough, is based on a recipe that is hundreds and hundreds of years old. How is that selling?
The sourdough is quite popular. People aren't familiar with it as much as perhaps they are in the other bakeries, but then they've been there longer, so they've had more time to get people to know it. But definitely, once people get to try it and they have time to talk to the staff in the shop, then it is gaining popularity more and more and more, and we see that.
That thunder's really rolling out there, and the rain is, if you can hear this background, it's absolutely pelting it down, but the smell out of the bakery is incredible. You get these bought in, and I'm supposing they're made in
Hambleton and Exeton, yeah, the main bakery, and it's all produced in a great big wood oven, which people are apparently welcome to go and have a look at. Obviously, I've been there. It's
okay. I think that might have to
That'll
get edited out. I think that was on top of the bakery. Yeah. That was awesome. Yeah, I think we both jumped out of our skin, actually.
Let me just go and see if the girls are still alive. You all right, the girls?
Have you got a lightning rod on top of the shop?
Dear, what? That was something, wasn't it? Well, they did threaten that was going to happen this week, and they finally got it right. So, yeah, congratulations.
The weatherman, yeah. Sorry.
It's raining. It really is raining.
At least we're not going to starve to death in here. That's the door opening there behind us. Liam, tell me, what's your best seller?
The best seller, do you know, actually, it's very difficult to say. It depends on the week, it depends on the weather, it depends on whether people are looking for something sweet, something savoury. I don't really think that there is. I think there are certain signature things that the bakery are known for, which are popular, but there isn't a bestseller. And those are the sweet things, the brownies, and the Portuguese egg custard tarts. The sourdough is obviously popular. The Borodinsky bread, the spelt bread, and the Dayton walnut, that's popular.
Now, with a little bit of luck, the weather isn't going to be torrential rain and massive thunderstorms, because in just a couple of weeks' time, we've got the Oundle Food Festival, which I'm really looking forward to. You think that's going to be a big event for you?
It's going to be a popular day for the whole town, so long as it doesn't pour down like this, which fingers crossed it won't. And yeah, we're going to be a part of it. We've got the bakery going to have a stall there, and I think, yeah, I hope so. I hope it's going to be a really good day.
And what can we expect to find on your stall that day?
A selection of what Hambleton produce as far as bread and cakes, and probably some other products, but we haven't decided yet. We haven't decided what we're going to do yet.
So anybody who's in the area here who wants to pop in and pick up a freshly baked loaf of bread or a Portuguese egg custard tart, which I can highly recommend for being absolutely delicious, where exactly are you situated here?
Just off the marketplace in a little cul-de-sac called Jericho, and it's just at the back of the cul-de-sac on the corner of a shop called Owen and Hartley and a little kitchen shop called Stewpots.
Well, you're slightly tucked away, but an absolute treasure to find, and you can count on me. I'm going to go and buy my bread now. It's been a pleasure to meet you, Liam.
Thank you very much. Thank you. You too. Thanks, Vanessa.